Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at January 2024. We have finally made it into 2024. So happy new year. And we're going to take a look at each individual life path number, the forecast for January 2024. Before we get into that, though, if you haven't already watched or listened to your forecast for 2024, it is up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each individual life path number. I highly suggest checking that out. Also, if you haven't already booked some time with me to have your own personal year ahead forecast completed or your numerology reading, I also highly suggest that. And you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to take a look and to work with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the magic of this new year. Life path number one. So January for you all is bringing in your own energy. Again, so if you listen to your December forecast, you were working with your own energy then. So this is sort of a continuation of that, which I think is kind of interesting. And we're all kind of working with our own energy again this month. But there's something that really needs your attention that has to do with this one energy. And so the fact that you've got it back to back, there's something here that you could just see some sort of your focus being required in some area, whether that's in leadership, whether that's in, you know, asserting yourself more, whether that's being very honest with yourself as far as your own limitations and where it is that you need to call in resources to assist, where it is that maybe you need to, again, collaborate a little bit more, but not lose the integrity of your vision. You may need to make some adjustments with sort of how you're approaching something that you're working on, right? Is it staying true to your own uniqueness, your own sort of ingenuity? And is it a solution that has the potential to not only serve self, but to serve the greater good, right? Because when we think about one energy is self, but it's also the greater, like, all, right? It's the one as in all. So when you're working on your contribution into the world, when you're in purpose, when you're working on, you know, blazing a new trail and doing something a little bit differently than the norm to come up with some kind of solution, it needs to have some kind of element that serves something greater than just self. So for your bigger projects, your bigger connections, that sort of thing, you may see this month that there's a greater emphasis on, okay, but how does this serve not only self, but others as well? How does this contribute in a way that's a resource for self, but others as well? So it's interesting because, you know, let me back up. I do think this month, and I think this year, for you all could likely bring in some strong leadership, a strong focus on leadership, but leading alongside of others, you know, sharing your ideas, but also taking other ideas into consideration, you know, having a vision, but also listening to other perspectives. So with one energy, it's a very ambitious energy. It's meant to be, right? It's a very leadership oriented type of energy and a self-driven type of energy. But within that capsule, it's supposed to contain the consideration and the collaboration with others, right? Sort of your work servicing something greater than self, than just self. But it has to maintain your own ideas, values, integrity, et cetera, et cetera. So my point is, because for you all, this year is a 9-year, right? So there is a huge emphasis on the all, on, again, others, collaboration, the whole type thing, and how your contributions impact the whole. So I do think that this month could really bring in some key breadcrumbs to sort of show you what's about to unfold over the coming months and to sort of prepare you so that, you know, you can start to incorporate other people's perspectives, how you can collaborate with others without losing your vision, how you can assert yourself without isolating yourself or sort of ostracizing yourself in a sense. That your way might be the right way, but is there another way of doing it that also incorporates other people's experiences, wisdom and ideas? And can you sort of integrate that in some way into whatever it is that you're doing? The key for one energy is to not lose yourself, to, you know, no matter how much it might isolate you at times or people might not understand, you know, you're not meant to lose yourself in the expectations of this world, right? You're meant to be the trailblazer. You're meant to be the visionary. You're meant to stay true to self. But there also has to be that element of, again, leading alongside of others and understanding that no one gets to the top of anything alone. So there's definitely a lot coming in here for you all about sort of finding balance between self and others and, your ideas, your vision, your contribution, and how that interplays with others. And, you know, if you have an idea for some kind of a solution, are you having the conversation with others to see, is this what they actually need? Because sometimes, and this can be felt with ones, fours, eights, they're all very solution-focused energies. And so they can have a solution in mind and feel that they've got the best route to get there and with the greatest intentions. But sometimes, you know, if it's not what's needed at this time, then it can sometimes be, I don't want to say a waste of energy because sometimes people don't know what they need. But I guess my point is this year you could find an emphasis or focus on what is it that people are telling you that they need? And then how can you come up with a solution for that and create that, right? So I do think there's going to be a big element here. So let's say that you have a certain service that you provide. You know, normally I would say, you know, it's got to stay true to you. And I do still feel that way. And I think that that's got to happen for you. But there also has to be sort of this conversation with others. Is it something that's going to be accessible? Is it something that others are looking for and need at this time? And so I stay true to self, but you might find that you need to tailor things a little bit this year to, sort of have a greater reach. Let's put it that way. It's interesting because for January, you're working with dog energy as well. And so there's definitely something here about, I don't know, there's a couple things. One about loyalty, and are you staying super loyal to something that is no longer serving you? And this can be a project, this can be a relationship, this can be a career. Is there something that you just repeatedly show up to because it feels comfortable, because it feels safe, because it feels like you're almost, it's easier almost to be loyal to whatever this is than to break free from it and be a little bit more interdependent. And really what I'm thinking of here is like an area in your life where you might be more codependent, right? And we all have those areas where we sort of fall into some codependency every now and then. And so I do think that it's important to kind of take a look at that. Where is it that you might be, and again, it can be like a career that's just like ran its course and it's, you keep showing up to it out of obligation or loyalty, but it's really just draining your energy. And so I do think that there's going to be some area that you need to look at this month and probably over the course of this year, where it is that you just continue to show up out of obligation or loyalty, but it's no longer serving you. It's actually a disservice. So see where that is for you. And if it doesn't come, if nothing comes up for you, then this isn't for you, right? But for some of you ones, there may be something that you're being so loyal to that it's actually holding you back from stepping into this one energy and this leadership energy. So just don't let your loyalties sort of dictate your creativity or your sort of independence or your expression in life. And that can be challenging, of course, but you know, there is the flip side of that as well, where there could be something that you're too independent in, and it would actually serve you to be a little bit more interdependent, right? Like not codependent, but interdependent, where you're a little bit more loyal to something. That could also come in as well, because one is also can be a very independent energy as well. So this could be a year, which would make sense as well, where again, there might need to be a little bit more loyalty. There might need to be a little bit more devotion and service, right? Service to others. So interesting energies for you all ones, but I do think that you'll get a pretty good indication of what's coming in or what will be the general theme for this year pretty early on, to be honest. Okay, so I hope it is a beautiful 2024. I'm so excited that you're here with me, and I look forward to sharing the year ahead with you. All right, take care, ones. Bye for now.